Well, the sugya of Pasavikistan. So, Shita Saravid, which so far didn't get so much coverage, Saravid holds that it's tali in Shir Kvesud is tali in the person. That if a person is Kvesud, this is your lunch, this is your supper, they get to dinner Kvesud. The Mechaber does not go with that Shita. The Mechaber goes more with the Shir of Achim Ragin Lakvayalov. It's not telling you personally, it's telling you in the Shir, which Achim Ragin Lakvayalov. And even though you personally do it, as you say, Boladite it's Galadem and the Patadas, and therefore Venus Patadas, therefore, thank you, Sidda Kriyasuda, and therefore you not wash and bench. So the question is the Shita Saravid ever Negea, Halacha, the Shita, the fact that it's telling the person as opposed to be telling in what the world does? So the Mugan Rav brings down. Yeah, the Gemara came along with Mechadish, that if a person has lechem himself, a shir lechem, so it's telling the shir lechem of Kriya Suda, that he discusses dalabates, we have a discussion that dalabates him, or is it going to be a shir of Kidei Suda? Then he says, Mechadish Slaviz, that if you have a shir together with, something together with other foods, which people are ruggle, lafetei sapas, so Zakta Magen Avraham, that also goes into the Dinah Shir Suda, and if you have it together, it's going to be considered Shir Suda, and if you have to, you have to wash the bits. I shall have two in Magen Avraham. Shall have three in the Magen Avraham, he says, which we didn't discuss at all. Let's say you have crackers. So you're eating it for lunch. Now, if somebody have crackers, people would say crackers with tuna fish or cracker with liver, a person would go ahead and a person would have a shir kvei suda. Let's say if you have crackers and liver, how many crackers do you eat? 10. Huh? 10 with liver? Okay, let's say you have 10 with liver. Fine. Okay, you have 30 with liver? Okay, fine. Whoa. Okay, so let's say you have 10. Yeah, you have 10 with crackers and liver. That's what one has. Let's say you have 10 crackers now for lunch and you're filled up. It's your meal. What's been luck in that case? So, plus you would say, well, what's the difference? Well, come on, then we're going to run. This Elevish Yisraelans, Mech Shekelans, and Mishmur Haskins says that the whole part of the right of it is we say, Boladat is Kaladim, that there's a bit of that, so we say, Pshat is that being that most people don't have a Shekhi Yisrael in this situation, so therefore we say that it's Boladat, and therefore it's not considered a Shekhi Yisrael, therefore you not go ahead and wash and bench. So, like the Mech Shekelans, if you have the amount of Zoinus, which a person normally would have it together with something else, that you don't see Baladaita, and therefore you have to wash the match. Chain Pasak, Mishnah Brua, Mishnah writes in Kusam Ches Sevav, towards the bottom, he writes that, Ach, Imachal Levadi Savimenu, you ate it Levadi Savimenu, means, in other words, you were Savar, like just arrived. Avshachim lo yisavim in levadi, even though they were not themselves before. Kivin shem ochel tzavim dam achim lo yisavim menu, gam kem lo yimim bada daitzkel adam, tzavarach amaitzi o brichas amazon. You don't have to have amaitzi brichas amazon, because amaitzi of other people would eat us other things, it would be seveya, even though you personally deny the other thing, you don't see bala daitya, which is as far as Rebbe Chiddush, like, what's the word bala daitya? Bala daitya is people doing a meal. So, like, what's the difference, the fact that other people have a meal with other things, like, you know, why is that a svar? It's a little bit difficult to understand, but come on, it seems to be something of a svar that, say, you're crazy, like, you take three pieces of crackers, and this is your suda, so, like, okay, you're just weird, you're just, like, totally not normal, and therefore it's baladadik el saladim. If you have the amount, people have a tuna, so, like, it's not so mugzam, or it's not so mufrach, and therefore so therefore, this language could be extremely negaya. You know, sometimes people have those lachmoniot, you know what I'm talking about? Those thin crackers. So people in the suda, they probably have tuna fish, they have liver, herring, or you know, probably more tuna, be more weekday meal, right? You have a tuna. So if you go ahead and you have the shear, which another person would have that with tuna, you have that alone. If you're severe, and you have that share, it'd be a mitzvah.
Yourself would have or another person?
No. That has to be number one. Look, there's one tonight for sure, and one tonight we'll discuss in a second. That has to be number one. This is your meal, and you're eating it to fill yourself up, and you're eating it to be severe. That's number one. That has to be the And if you're being severe, it's your meal, you have the right of it, he says. And the amount which a normal person would eat that with other things to get filled up, then it's going to wait to be
some other. If we're going into Raivet, then it shouldn't be
telling you. No, Raivet is telling you. We all normally will click on the Raivet, we say, Bala, let's go all of them. When we starve the Raivet, we don't say Bala Daitai. In the case where you're having the amount of Kislin, which a person eats normally in the Suda, with other things, if I eat it to fill up, and I'm filled up, and this is my meal, I'm not getting filled from it, then no. It has to be that I'm filling myself up with it. So it is a Sira Suda. I'm eating it as a Suda. Then, so it's been a gay. Like a lot of times people have these like crackers. Breakfast, right? I think it's a normal thing, right?
Someone's not so hungry as a couple of crackers.
No, but right, there has to be. Okay, so breakfast on the run, or you're not so hungry, we're not going to say that's called a meal, I don't think. Okay, so if it'll be the amount right there, but you're going to have to be the amount that a person would eat if a person is normally the normal suit or a person eats. How much does a person eat? So somebody said 10 before? 7? You would eat?
10 to 10 for crackers, and what size to crack?
The lachmiyot, when a person would eat with the liver, with the herring, how much a person would take. Okay, we'd have to figure out like how much it is, but that's a good idea. A lot of times people just eat them, they just like take a whole pack of them and eat them for breakfast. Get them out, they have like 15 of them now. So then, chayra, that's the different call. Now, the one thing we have to discuss in this Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah is back to the custom we were discussing yesterday, that in the Magen Avraham's world, that we say that if you have an amount which other people are severe and then stop other things, do you need, how much do you have to have in order to be into that shaila? He said the mashmois of the Shartzim Yotes was that, the answer to the Magen Avraham is that Aleph Beis is Dala Beitzim. If you have other things together with the Dala Beitzim, then it comes to washing benching. If you're not having Dala Beitzim, then it's not going to be considered a Shek V'Yisudah. What was the source of Wekaz Vaita? The second Evan says Dala Beitzim is a Shek V'Yisudah. Now the question is, like, how do we deal with that? So this one sheet says Dala Beitzim Shesuda, beautiful. For Beitzim, Kenny Ruggle, which is too much. The other sheet says the Goyim and others say that no, Dala Beitzim is not a Shesuda. Dala Beitzim is the amount of pas which a person has in a Suda. Bavada, that's the Gemara and everyone's talking about. Bavada person needs other things also with it. And therefore, Avada is going to be much bigger. And Avada is going to be much bigger. So the Shatzian, this other grass goes, wants to go that the Magen Avraham is going with the Zaplan. That why you have to have Dala Beitzim, Zalef. If you can starve other things to get now to Shir Sviya, or we can make it, or now you have the amount of bread which people eat, but could be the Aleph Beis, maybe one would need the Aleph Beis, possibly. Not if you're ambitious, right. Rav Moshe and Rav Yashvi did not, and Machzor Shekel, if you look at Machzor Shekel, it says 3 or 4 Beis, means some starve even. The Magen Avraham, all the things said 3 or 4 Beitzim. Like there's a big mashal on the bottom of the page in the old edition. I don't know the new ones. But in the Tzuris Daf, old one, when I say Tzuris Daf, whatever the real Shekhinah. Then in those, yeah, so if you're going in their world, so it'll come out be very little. But I think it's not so relevant to the, you know, this Dala Beitzim discussion, because I don't think a person with has like with, I think when you're having with the tuna, you don't have less than Dala Beitzim, right? With of the right, probably not, right? Well, probably, yeah, yeah. You probably have 4 Beitzim and crackers, so this is not such a relevant discussion. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you're having your Dala Beitzim or whatever, if you have the amount which a person eats, or you know, you take a lachem meal for breakfast, which is a very common thing. People do it all the time, I think. No, they just take lachem meal, and then in the Beis Medrash, right, where you know, one of the high places, so. Like they have those lachmiot over there, like, you know, they sell them and, you know, people pound on them, you know, eat them for breakfast. If you have a whole bunch of them, so then you would have to wash and bench, right? Looks like everyone got Zahara. Huh? No? Huh?
If you're
If you really fill yourself up, yeah. Yeah, if you fill yourself up, yeah. That just, what? If you're not really so hungry, you know, you walk in the middle of the night, let's say, now, you woke up 2:30 in the night, and then, you know, for the baby, or whatever you're woking up, or whatever it was, my alarm rang 3 o'clock in the morning last night. Okay, fine. So, you're up, so, you know, and then you eat, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and now you get up, whatever time you get up, and then you eat, then, like, because you're not so hungry, because you're basically full. I don't know if that's called, like, you're really eating a meal, you're just eating a snack. But somebody's eating a real meal. So then, and if he's eating a lot of them, you have the share, then one would have to wash and bench. Okay, now, in terms of, what?
Is breakfast considered?
It depends if it's a real meal. It depends how you eat breakfast. Like, you know, my father sits down, like, has his breakfast. So he has, like, a whole, like, you know, whole, whatever. And it, like, takes half hour, 45 minutes. He has, like, this and that. That's all, you know.
How you eat it?
I mean, I don't mean how you eat it. But, like, most people, like, you know, the average, I think the average time you eat breakfast is about under 2 minutes, right? Okay, so I'm thinking that's going to be whatever. So, but some, you know, I'm saying usually if you spend time eating a lot.
Is
it really
they have bread and.
Yeah, okay, then it'll be breakfast. Okay, fine. Now, in terms of the shear, so right there, in terms of the shear, we started to go yesterday, there's one she says dalabetzim, another she says shear suda, then there's our shochan and the grass. They asked that the maestro Gemara and Arvin is muchach, that the mun was for two sudas. That's every day, right? They got a suda break of Arab in the man. And the man was a shirchala. So if the man was a shirchala, how much is a shirchala? 43.2 beitzim. So come out that half of that is one suda. So come out as 21 beitzim. So we have a little bit of a stira. On one hand, it says shirdal beitzim is 3 or 4 beitzim. Then we have another sigur sands like it's 21 beitzim. So how are we putting those things together?
Let's break of
Arab. What? One place says 3-4 beitzim is a shir suda, right? That's all. Now there's the Gemara. Now the Gemara Evan is a mavur that the man was 2 sudas, right? Tamabra, we kept more or less. You got the 2 sudas. How much was man was there? Shir chala. How much shir chala? 43.2 beitzim. So you buy 2 sudas, you get about 21 something beitzim. So a little bit steer. Is it dala beitzim or is it over 21 beitzim? So the Grass says, and Archa Shulchan says that, yeah, there's Tabisud, there's like poor person eats the bare minimum, that's 3-4 beitzim. That's how much he's going to eat. That's a Suda Gerua, Suda B'chusa. That's a very Shvach Suda, but like a real Suda, 21 beitzim. Then pass off a Shulchan and the grass. So Lefiza, 21 beitzim. Well, you know, the share of how much your wife is marfa shkala from, so, you know, figure it out. It's a lot, right? It's a decent amount. It's, you know, it's a heavy amount. It's half of that. And it's going to be a lot of, it'd be, well, it's kind of like, it's going to be a tremendous amount. Just on that's the third sheet of Benigaya, that's something. In the world, Akashon guys go with it, you know, in the world of like the Mangaram, Mishwarat has that they're not getting any coverage, and they say, whatever, Dalabates, like we said yesterday. What's the Gardin? Shir Suda. Nachim Mahachmer for Dal Beitzim, Yashmayim Mahachmer.
What's the
Shir Suda? And whatever. So Shir Suda varies from Mukin to Mukin, place to place. Well, let's just forget, guys. How much is a person eating a Suda? If you just eat bread, how many pieces of bread people eat?
3 or 4.
Huh? You just have toast. You guys never had toast for. Toast! Change the sandwich. Oh,
what do
you have?
Four pieces.
Sim, you eat 4 pieces or 3? 3. 2, right? Yeah, see, 2, right? 2.5, right? 2.5, right? 2.5, huh? Okay. What do you say?
I
say 2 sandwiches. What is that? Yeah, I guess 2 sandwiches is probably a little more safer, I guess. Anyone over here does 6 or 8?
Huh?
Yeah. No, the Bachram. 6, 8? No? 6, 8? No? I guess, I don't know. It's a knockable. 4 slices. Let's go 4 slices of bread. Okay. Let's go, Wagner, and say 4 slices of bread. Well? Okay, maybe a difference. So let's go white bread a second. So 4 slices of bread. It's probably a good 8 to 10 kibbutzim in that range. That's how I guess. That's how I think it would be. Check the grass. Yeah. Okay, well, we have to fine tune that, see whatever. I'm just giving an educated guess. And I imagine the range of 8 beitzim in that range.
You have to eat a lot of those
crates.
10 crackers.
So we'll look at. If anyone has a lack of money at home, check how much. No, but it's the amount. Right. That's if you eat a load. If you eat the crackers, if you eat the crackers with tuna, how many do you eat? Much less. Not 8 beitzim. You eat 4 beitzim with the crackers and 4 beitzim with the tuna. So now. Okay, now, when you get, if you eat alone, okay, like this, guys, over. Dala beitzim, nochain, mahachmer, good thing to mahachmer. If you have a shirk via suit, I think of 8 beitzim, I think you definitely should bench. That's the sound, I'm just basing you guys. You guys tell me 2 sandwiches, that'll be the normal thing. You definitely should bench. If you have crackers, the amount of crackers which a person would eat with the tuna, and you're filled up from it, then it's going to have to be even less, and it's going to be much less. A big size slider.
Why don't we quarter size of the dice?
What do you say?
A quarter of a size of bread is a
dice? So we'll get back to that. In terms of another, the other thing we mentioned in Reish Yod, that sun storm bring down. Well, we have to come back to that. We'll come back to this next year. Leave out the base. Let's go 2 sandwiches now. We'll come back to the exact share. Let's try a little bit of the air pocket style. We can get to it today. What time is it? Yeah, it's not coming in soon. Okay, a couple more things. Okay, now, to get out of Dala Beitzim, there's a plan, which maybe what you do is that you split up Let's say you're having, you're in the Magen Avraham's world. Right? Magen says you have a share with people Sevier from, and you eat that amount of, that amount of bread in the Suda, and eat other things, there's some starf, you have to wash on the bench, like so before, Zayis, Kibetzo, Dala Beitzim, worth whatever ministry, whatever it is. Let's say you don't want to get out of the Shaila. Let's say you're having berekas in Yeshiva, right? Regular lunch meal. And they have rice, and they have all sorts of other things. So the question is there eitzah to eat the records, make alamicha, and then go ahead and make a bracha right now? So I'm just going to be metzi the 2 stadim today. Let me hear what the Ilam says. Sad number one is to say that, let's say that it's good, you're breaking it up. You didn't eat it together. Aznamlach, I didn't eat together. Being always namlach, I didn't eat together. So therefore, it's not eat together, means not eat together. So therefore, it's not considered shek v'yasuda. And therefore, I did not have my Dala Beitzim / Kriya Suda together, being that I made a bracha achreinu. The tzad say not like that is that the mice is 1 Suda. I had 1 Suda. So, very nice to make a bracha achreinu, but it's really all one achila. So, being that's all one achila, so maybe it should all be considered 1 achila, and therefore it should not go ahead and work. So, Misra, what does that think? Huh?
He made
alamicha,
why doesn't work?
He ate the bereka, make alamicha, and then go ahead and eat the... Why am I allowed to do that? It's not Baruch Zayin. I have to make alamicha. I have to make alamicha either way. What's wrong? I made mezainis. I'm not making 2 mezainis. It's not rice. Just keep out the rice, sorry. Berekas, potatoes, potato kugel, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to eat the breakers, make almechia, and then eat the potato, eat the adam and shakal. So it's sad to say that works as it's not mukushar. That's how it works. No, my sister looks. What's the only thing we swear?
They eat all part of one kriya.
What did I say? What did I say?
All part of one kriya is everything you're eating. My sister said
them. Do you say it's 1 kriya, and I'm eating all together, so now I have to wash and bench? Or you say, Pshat is like, but it doesn't work. I didn't have a share. Right now, I'm making almechia. Right now, okay, so that's what you want to say. But right now, I made alamichya. So right now, am I allowed to make alamichya? Yeah. Okay. Now, once I made alamichya, now I add more. So now what happened? I should have to go out and bench now? I should come back? Like, what happened?
How can you bench if you made alamichya?
Right. So if I have bread and I made alamichya, I would have to bench, right?
Well,
I have to. And if I have alamichya, it's not fine to benching. It does about the benching, right? So I make alamichya, I have to bench. So you see over here now, I made alamizainis. I made alamichya. Now I had more. So now the chiv, it's 1 suda, it's chayzmanir, and the chiv is chal. Being the chiv is chal, so then we say that it is, I have to go ahead and bench now. And therefore it doesn't work. But it doesn't apply to benching. I know, but if I have bread and I make almichi, it's no good. Over here, b'shaita maybe it was good. But now, this is really, let's cause over again. Passover kissing is bread. Now, if you have a shir kviya suda, you have to wash and bench. So here, if I ate bread and make almichi, it doesn't work. Over here, I ate bread, just, and then it turned into kviya suda.
So,
right. So do you say like it's done and finished? Or you say mice is bread, which is the kviya suda? So therefore I have to go and do it.
If the almichi worked, the almichi worked on what you ate. So
what do you say?
If the almichi didn't work, then
I said that's when you made the almichi was the right bracha. When you bench it, you make the almichi instead of benching, it's a rogue b'shas ma'ase. Here b'shas ma'ase, now you want to say, now the chiyuv l'mafreya should have been somebody else. Right? So you're, this is the chiyuv b'shas ma'ase.
No, Yosef, what do you think? What do you think? Huh? Another tzad I'm going to throw into the discussion is that the reason why it's mitzdarif is because the things of malavis is a pass. So now, if I'm doing nimlach, does that make it ois malavis a pass or not? Maybe you can say svarbshad is that so far this malavis is a pass, it goes together with the pass. But here, like, I was nimlach from the pass, so like, is it malavis a pass or nimlach from the pass or not? That's another svar to throw into the picture over here.
You're back
to that nimlach.
Huh? It's not a real
nimlach. It's a nimlach because I'm... Yeah, I was a now, let's try the trick the other way around. Let's say I have the... Everything, I have the al mechiyat end. So I have, let's say, the salad and let's say rice. I make it more in fleshes, then I have the al mechiyat. Then I have the pasuk of kisnin. What does that mean in that case?
Why should it be different?
No, because now,
sure it's
now it's pshat is like you can hear more. The pshat is that I'm seveya. What are you doing? Now I'm full. Now what do I do? I elevate him. I have the share or whatever of Zainus. I have other things with this. Now I have the share. So just because I made a burn of fleshes. See these? What?
Saying you made a break with the food.
Right. So there, the only time I would say the break's far away. I made a break. It's finished. Therefore, it's not mishtayef to it. And therefore, even though I'm full, we might get a little bit involved in the shiloh of the Ridvaz. Let's say you have, if somebody's full from some other things, and you have like a, you eat. Does that make you into a chiyuv b'chlazim and a midraisa? From other things, and maybe you get involved in that. Yes, that's the shiloh of Negeya, the splitting up.
What's
your nitiya? What do you say? What's your nitiya? Huh? No, what do you think? Sorry, I'm presenting to you, what do you think? Sorry. Huh? What did I say? Fine. Uncle Panem. More noted that it works, but the upside is that once in as much as you split it up and you made it into a separate thing, that. But yeah. Fine. Now. It's very late over here. It's going to be over here. Can you just check if they're here? Because I think they're having share. More night than I would. Yeah. No, okay, fine. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Now, in terms of, we discussed whether yesterday was derisa. Darbanan, this whole shiloh is passive kissing going to be shiloh derisa. It's going to be darbanan. And some of the people got them discusses that he wants to say this. That maybe, first he wants to say this. If it's nilush, so he says, more mistaver, it's not lechem. Because it's like sweet. Therefore, maybe the whole thing's darbanan. But if it's like mamola, it's much more stacked inside. Like that's really regular bread with something inside of it. Maybe that should be, maybe that should be more of a svara deraisa. Then, that's in Mishra, I think it was Vav. And Eshvan Yagimel, he says, no, it doesn't really make a difference. Either way, even if it's nilash, could be if chad is chazal betzem, it's bread. What's the difference between whether you're kevesu or not kevesu on it? Pshat is that if it kaveh suda, it's a type of bread which is not only kaveh suda, so only gets a shame chashivas to it. If a person would be kaveh suda. Now the etzem, and we said the shatzian reis test yudal was munuita to the tzad that it's going to be the right. Now the etzem tanoim of pasul v'kisnin. So there are three shittas in the rishon and what they are, and mechaber says since we're not sure what to do, so therefore it says that. Halacha do kulam, shkala do mind against pasuk kisnin. The halacha is like all of them. What does it mean? Halacha is like all of them. Definitely only make mezainus, and you don't bench on it. Fakir ki veger. Then why doesn't the chaver say your shemaim should only need during a suda? Because it's a really all these things really a suffix. Kipshuta the pasuk has to argue with each other, and it's to say your shemaim should only need during a suda. But Bachdaka says your shemaim should only need during a suda. Why? Because each one is suffix. Is it bread or is it pasuk kisnin? If it's bread, it's mamash bread. The other shita holds, I know it's pasuk kisnin. So it should be a grace of suffix. If the Bach says, a person should not eat it during a suda. And what's the suffix d'rabban l'kula? So he says d'rabban l'kula, what's the kula? So like the Bach, you're making the wrong bracha. You're making bracha l'tala. What's going on over here? Is that maitzim mezainis? Is that the kula make mezainis? Why? Saying, it's a suffix, you're making the wrong bracha. So, what's the suffix over here? Therefore, Zak, the Bach, you should only eat these things, toich ha-suda, in order to go ahead and patter. So how do you answer this question? It's a very, very strong question. So there's a plan of, let's say, the Maimon Mordechai, maybe Lavosh and others, which want to say like this, that we cut a Shiloh. These three Tanayim, are they a Siba that Chazal Keveya Lechem is pure bread? If it's sweet, it's not going to be bread. The Lama Damer says that if it's full, it's not going to be bread. And each one, you know, is trying to Chazal figure out what the criteria for bread is. And that's what these things are. Or Ken Zayin Zalman say that there's no machlokes going on over here. Everyone's just trying to figure out the set of possible kisses in his lechem, which is not, the person's not kaveh on. Maybe what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means maybe fill, maybe means sweet, whatever it is. But being that these are all types of bread which a person's not kaveh sweet on, therefore it would not be, I might say, we're not bigger than Mosin. And therefore, bad son, you could say that the Shittas don't argue with each other. Everyone really agrees all these things are possible kisses and just different ways of getting to the same thing, and about that there is no machlokes going on. So my Mordechai wants to say that there's no machlokes going on. Everyone agrees that these things are possible kisnin. Therefore, be'atzem, when the chaver passing is you're passing halachik devei kulam, some of them suffix, we didn't vaday. All three of these are vaday possible kisnin, and therefore they're not going to be amaytzi. That's it. My Mordechai's lashon more is like, that's how the Sivis goes. The Sivis goes with that malach. My Mordechai's lashon more is like, Efshur delay pligi. So therefore, since Efshur is therefore, that's why we say halachik devikum, because Ken Zayin is no machlekes. That's plan number one. The question is, does the Bir Halacha hold of this? Now, the big nafkamina of this is there machlekes, not a machlekes, is let's say I have three different pieces of cake, and all of them have one at a time. So the fees that'll come out. If you say that there is no machlekes, everyone agrees, just say the Tim says you make a zainis. If you hold that there is a machlekes, another person has to make a moitzi. So my Mordechai is coming along and saying that in the Sivis, that there is no machlekes, and therefore a person has to make a moitzi, and therefore that's going to, and therefore, sorry, Bivad HaMizainis, and therefore they want to say there is no machlekes in this sugya. Does the Bir Halacha hold of this or not? So the next Bir Halacha Kleis is not like that. In Bir Halacha Tuna, when he's not even in Baruch during the Suda, in Mil Suda, at the Suda, in Mil Suda, he starts saying, well, if it's full, Baruch Lehev said, if it's this, why is he doing that? Because Yod has to take Keshita. If Yod has no machlekes, he ain't connect Keshita. Why the Berlach and Kavain Vav also, then Sivakat and Bezu, they're discussing also if you eat things before the Suda, he says, Kim Vav, and then Shita's probably a kiss, and if there's a machlekes, Avada, you just check for the hair because I promise I'll be out. If they know that there is no machlekes, no. Okay. And there's no machlekes, so being that there's no machlekes, so, and it is clear Berlach will have the thing, there is a machlekes. And the three shitas would be chalak each other, and the clay does not go with that shita. Even over here, he brings down the mind of Mordechai. Efshe is no machlekes. But it seems to be in the next one, he definitely goes that there is a machlekes. So, what are other ways of answering this question? Is a nusach of the Taz, put the Taz and the grass together. The Taz is a lashon that, well, it was a mezainus. So, being that it was a mezainus, so Elmei, you want to say, Shkobita Maitzi, I get a chashiva. So, I had a chazak as mezainus. So, like, why should we change it? And we're not sure whether it's a mezainus or a maitzi, so keep it status quo. That's like keep it status quo. The grass puts it together and says the nusach is that memanashach yoseh with mezainus. So I have a shot at what to do. I'm not sure if they're saying mezainus or a maitzi. They memanashach yoseh with mezainus. So therefore, and I had a cheskas mezainus. A maitzi is more of a bracha prati, more of a chashivas. So therefore, there's no problem, and therefore you make a mezainus because memanashach is going to be yoseh with that. Therefore, that's why it works. What's my bracha chreina? Bracha Chreina is not so simple, right? You know, how do you answer Bracha Chreina? Copy that. If you say Alam Mechia, you're not going to be Yitzah, the din of Birkas HaMazon. So there's one Mahalach to say, a Pasim Mahalach, is that Be'etzem, that which Alam Mechia, not Yitzah, Birkas HaMazon, is that Midar Yitzah, or is that Midar Banan? I don't know if we mentioned it, we spoke about that, whether Birkas HaMazon, Midar Yitzah, Midar Banan, how Alam Mechia works. We mentioned it briefly. There's a Machlokes Rambam Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs and Rajba, but Birkas HaMazon, there it says Moshe was Masakim Birkas HaMazon, and it says Yeshua was Masakim Birkas HaMazon, David. So, like, what happened before that? And are the Brachas Daraisa, Yonam Daraisa, and what is it? So, there's a Rishon Ram Rabban discuss this and say, but it's that could be Midaraisa. You just have to say, thank you, Akash Baruch Hu, for the food, and you're Yetzin Midaraisa. And it could be the Brachas Adarbanan, it could be the Yonam Adarbanan, there are different shitas in that aspect. So, if you hold that Batsam, the Brachas only Darbanan, so Batsam, Alamechia, for sure, Patim Midaraisa, you have all the Yonam. You know the Yonam Midaraisa, but the Brachas Darbanan, so Batsam, you patted him Midaraisa. Elamai midarbanan. So, being that Chazal, the way the guy said the Chazal stole back, Kilo, this is what you should do. We're not sure. So therefore, we're not going to say it's we're not sure whether it's because of Mazen or Alamichya. And you know, and it's a suffix. So to be in suffix, it's not considered a midrashi yitzah. So therefore, it's only a shalom midarbanan. And this is what to do. Mitam tzavah brachas, like tzavah brachas, like a pshak. Tzavah brachas, don't make more brachas, make less brachas. So therefore, we keep it that you're going to be yitzah. Well, kapanim, the basically, so you know, to set up the sugya is, I guess we have three shitas. So bachelos is machlokes. Therefore, only during the suda. We don't know what's what, and we have a big suffix, is it pass or not pass? Only in the suda. We have the panim of Mordechai that there's no machlokes. And therefore, it's valid pas b'kissin, and therefore, whatever. Now, the Berlacha does not mention my Mordechai, doesn't go with that. He says, we're going with Zelda Malcolm. The Bracha Rishon have a Chesed Bracha, and he has Chabad Yavid. Kape Bracha Chorin, have a system of like that, and Yitzah, and therefore, and therefore, Sakhdom will be upsak, and therefore, that's the reason why it would keep its Bracha. Now, the Halacha Lamaitz would be, which, just want to see if they're there. Just check out, just keep it open, because then. The Halacha Lamaitz Shaila would be, is that, you know, Lamaisa, if somebody has, what? The Lamaisa would be if somebody has a shear, if somebody has all three of them, do you have to wash up ends or not? So according to my Mordechai, or not. According to the, you know, that story brings down, that if you have two types of Lamaisa, a person would have to make a bigger somewhat in that situation, because what? Three types of if you were a regular take of wines, then a family, a person would now. Right, he holds the coins as a mamula, but you see, it definitely seems to hold its machlekes. So this is okay. Now, in terms of how mamula, let's go through some of the tanayim. So one tanayim was that it has to be mamula, okay. Has to be filled up. Now, in terms of, has to be nilish. Has to be nilish, has to have in the Issa, has to be nilish. Now, the lesson of Rambam is a little bit steers each other. He writes a lesson that has to be nilish, b'shem, it has to be nilish, b'shem, u'dvash. That sounds like you need a lot. It has to be nilish, b'shem, u'dvash. It has to be like, has to be ikker. Then the lesson of Rambam is, and the sefer of the Rambam says, if you're matavlin, if you put in a matavlin, then the loch is that if you put in a matavlin, then it gets a dinner passover kistin. So the ration saves seem to be a steer each other. The ration that we say is in the diet, you have to have nilush, similar to Vashan, so you have to have a lot of it. Irv matavlin sounds like have to be a little bit. So that bets, just tell them to tell us when they don't see, okay? That's just tell them to tell us when they don't come. See, where's the? Okay, I would just leave, yeah.